Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Peace, a priority for worship. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace. 1 Corinthians 14:33. The pastor was leading a group of young children from his church in a spelling bee. All right, he turned to the next child. Your word to spell is worship. Worship, W-A-R-S-H-I-P, am I right? The child asked. With a deep sigh, the pastor replied, yes, unfortunately, much of the time you are. In the Corinthian church, confusion and strife were marking the worship services. John Calvin points to the importance of peace and order as priorities in corporate worship. Walk with John Calvin, a French scholar and Reformation leader in the 1500s. We do not serve God unless we are in any case lovers of peace and are eager to promote it. Whenever there is a disposition to quarrel, there you can be certain God does not reign. Yet many people fly into a rage about nothing, or they trouble the church from a desire that they may somehow ride into view and seem to be someone. Let us therefore bear in mind that, as servants of Christ, this mark must be kept in view to aim at peace and concord. Conduct ourselves peaceably and avoid contentions to the utmost of our power. For if we are called to contend against wicked doctrines, we must persevere in the contest. We must make it our aim that the truth of God may maintain its ground without contention. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 26 through 40.
What then shall we say, brothers and sisters? When you come together, each of you has a hymn or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up. If anyone speaks in a tongue, two, or at the most three should speak, one at a time, and someone must interpret. If there is no interpreter, the speaker should keep quiet in the church and speak to himself and to God. Two or three prophets should speak, and the others should weigh carefully what is said. And if a revelation comes to someone who is sitting down, the first speaker should stop. For you can all prophesy in turn so that everyone may be instructed and encouraged. The spirits of prophets are subject to the control of prophets. For God is not a God of disorder, but of peace, as in all the congregations of the Lord's people. Women should remain silent in the churches. They are not allowed to speak, but must be in submission as the law says. If they want to inquire about something, they should ask their own husbands at home, for it is disgraceful for a woman to speak in the church. Or did the word of God originate with you? Or are you the only people it has reached? If anyone thinks they are a prophet or otherwise gifted by the Spirit, let them acknowledge that what I am writing to you is the Lord's command. But if anyone ignores this, they will themselves be ignored. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, be eager to prophesy and do not forbid speaking in tongues. But everything should be done in a fitting and orderly way.
Interruptions and distractions, disorder and discord, not a pretty scene under any circumstances, but particularly inappropriate in the Church of Jesus Christ. Why? Because God has called his people to worship him in a way that draws attention to the object of worship, not the worshipers themselves. Worship that is in spirit, in truth, in peace, in order. As John Calvin has commented, how easy it is to say this. But what will you do about it?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.